From the moment you enter the Bush Center, you're surrounded by technology. In what's called Freedom Hall, a 20-foot-high wraparound screen takes you on, well, sort of a 7-minute magic carpet ride. You start out alone in the desert of West Texas. A tumbleweed passes by before you fly far from the Lone Star State to the U.S. Capitol. You soar above the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool. Then high-definition images of everyday people pop up. A woman doing yoga, football players, a cowboy, before faces of former presidents and the nation's founders appear. The Bush Center expects 400,000 people will walk through this dome every year. Mark Langdale is the president of the George W. Bush Foundation.
It's a tribute to presidential selection and leadership and the people of America.
Langdale says if visitors can pry their eyes from the screen, they'll see the Bush Center building is also a tribute to Texas.
The stone on the walls is Texas limestone. The ceiling is coffered Texas pecan, the state tree of Texas. So it has a lot of touches that are really personal to the Bushes.
And as you stroll through, you'll notice the museum is laid out in a way that reflects Bush's actual experience in office, starting with the exhibits on the domestic issues he thought would be his focus: education reform, tax cuts, community and faith-based initiatives. But as you round the corner, your walk is interrupted by mangled metal from one of the Twin Towers.
We just got a report in that there's been some sort of explosion at the World Trade Center in New York City.
The names of those who died on September 11th serve as a background for the video screens flashing archival news coverage.
Tonight we are a country awakened to danger and called to defend freedom.
At an interactive glass-top table, you can pull up photos, documents, and maps to learn about the invasion of Iraq. But it's not until you enter the room called the Decision Points Theater that you get to decide how to handle the crises that defined Bush's presidency.
The drumbeat of criticism has been loud, and it's growing.
Picture Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, except instead of Regis Philbin, your host is one of Bush's former chiefs of staff.
You were asked how to address the threat of Saddam Hussein. You had three options.
You can use one of two dozen touchscreen terminals to consult advisors. You have 4 minutes to study each scenario: the war in Iraq, Hurricane Katrina, the troop surge, and the economic crisis.
I think a lot of people will be surprised at how hard these decisions really are.
Brendan Miniter is senior editorial director of the George W. Bush Institute.
This is a vehicle for helping people spend more time than they would necessarily in an exhibit to really sort of process what it's like to deal with conflicting advice and have to decide. At the end of the day, the buck stops with you, and you got to decide what to do.
Every exhibit is designed to make you feel like you're in the former president's boots. So does all of this technology put you there?
Time's up.
You decide. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.